An Unsuitable Match by Joanna Trollope, read by Samantha Bond. Chapter 1. He had said it. He had actually said the words. All right, he'd been half laughing, shaking his head as if he couldn't quite believe what he was saying. And they'd been washing up at the time, so his hands had been in the sink, holding a saucepan to rinse it under the running tap. But all the same, he had said, "Do you know, Rose, I have to tell you that I don't think... No, I know that I have never felt like this before." Then he'd put the saucepan down on the counter and turned the tap off and said, "I must have felt something like it with Cindy, I suppose. I must have. Mustn't I?" He'd picked up a tea towel to dry his hands, and he'd looked at her, straight at her, and he'd said again, "But I've never felt like this. I've never felt about anyone as I do about you." She was standing by the central unit in her kitchen, the unit that housed the sink and the sleek glass hob, holding the salad bowl that they had just eaten from, and that he had washed up by hand because she'd bought it 30 years before in Umbria and didn't think it would withstand the dishwasher. She said only, "Oh, Tyler." He said, "I mean it." She nodded, without complete conviction. "I know you do." He moved towards her and took the salad bowl out of her hands and set it down on the counter. Then he took her face in his hands. "Rose Woodrow," he said, "I'm in love with you." She nodded again. She felt something wild and wonderful surging up inside her, a mad kind of rapture. She said, idiotically in a whisper, "But I'm 64.
"So?"
"And a grandmother."
"I'm 63, he said, interrupting. "I could be 33 or 93. It's irrelevant, completely, utterly irrelevant. You are who you are, and I am completely in love with that. Get it?"
She blinked. She said faintly, "It's a kind of miracle."
"No, it isn't. Well, I suppose it is a bit, that we met again."
She stepped back a pace and dislodged his hands. "I meant," she said, "that it's a miracle to me that you feel as you do." He took a step towards her and put his arms round her to prevent her retreating further.
"Typical of you," he said, "to put it that way. All I can think is that my younger self must have been off his stupid head not to grab you 30 years ago.
47, she said. His eyes widened.
47?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Very. Tennis camp at some Dorset school, summer of 1969. I was 17 and had just sat my A-levels. You were 16 and had precociously done the same.
I got 4 A's, he said proudly. She pulled a face. Did you now?
They both laughed. He held her hard against him and said against her cheek,
"I was mad about you then.
But I didn't dare." She closed her eyes. "On the contrary, you were too busy daring with those flirty girls from Cranbourne Chase."